This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're launching into the second hour of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
We were just talking with a truck driver who all of a sudden cut out in the middle of the call. I don't know if it was a bad seller or whatever, or maybe he just got frustrated. But he was calling in to say that if there's no test for marijuana use, if there's no, you know, test to prove that somebody's high while driving, perhaps, then he is not going to support any kind of legalization or decriminalization of it. And it just, have you looked at the issue, dude? I mean, have you bothered to even look into this to find out, well, are traffic fatalities up? Are traffic accidents up that have to do with marijuana use?
I don't
drivers?
Need to look, and I'm playing the stereotype here. I don't need to look at no facts. Yeah. I got my stereotype, and none of your facts are going to change my mind because I've already made up my mind.
I don't know. Is this about stereotyping as much as it is just base fear of the unknown, fear of something that the individual hasn't bothered to actually learn a thing about and is just simply going off of just pure fear?
Right, but that's basically, you know, the people with stereotypes of things. It's all fear of that group, fear of this thing, and no amount of facts or logic will change their mind. The only thing that will change their mind is an actual experience.
It's true. So if you want to join the discussion here, you're welcome to. Maybe you're in Colorado or Washington. You've been paying close attention to some of the studies and the, you know, statistics that have been coming out of those states. You're certainly welcome. Because the prohibitionists are making their pitch, man. They wanted to bring back prohibition in all of those states. So they're probably trying to stack as many anti-freedom studies as they possibly can. But
let's look at this place called Portugal.
Yeah.
That 16 years ago, they didn't just, you know, say, we're going to tax and regulate stuff.
Right.
They depenalized.
Across the board.
Across the board.
Not just cannabis.
What they considered personal amounts that is somewhere up to, like, a week's supply.
Yeah, so mushrooms, LSD, cocaine, I mean, you name it, whatever it is, it's, I understand it, legal to possess a personal amount of in Portugal, which should mean that if you go by what the prohibitionists say, that should mean that children in elementary schools are snorting cocaine off the back of the toilet during class. It should mean that people who are high on LSD are jumping off of hotel roofs and killing themselves everywhere thinking they can fly.
Nope.
I mean, all the scary stories, right, that we've heard over the years by the prohibitionists about how these, you know, evil drugs are going to warp people's minds or whatever. And I'm not saying that every drug is harmless. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that the fear around these drugs is way blown out of proportion compared to the reality
and
of the usage of them.
The reality is that usage rates have gone down. There was a short little uptick right after.
Well, let's try this.
And then usage rates have gone down. Mm-hmm. Abuse rates.
Also down.
Down dramatically because people are not scared to go get help.
That's right.
Here in the U.S., because there's all kinds of laws and whatnot that, you know, if you're a doctor and you have knowledge that something illegal is going on, you're required to notify police, which means that people are scared to wind up going to seek help because they know jail is right around the corner.
Thankfully, here in New Hampshire, they did pass a law last year that actually exempts anybody who calls in, let's say, 911 on somebody who's overdosed from possession penalties, for instance. And this year there's a bill that would exempt
alcohol.
Yeah, okay. So like a teenager, for instance, at a party, if somebody
and that was in the original wording of the bill last year. that wound up being removed by committee.
And interestingly, that the bill that protects people from drug overdoses, specifically it was heroin, it was what I think was in people's minds when that was passed. I don't know. I don't think it only applied to heroin, however. I think it was any overdose.
No, anything.
Yeah. Except alcohol, apparently.
Correct.
And what was really surprising about that bill was how easily it passed. I mean, it just sailed through. It was almost unanimous, if I recall correctly, the amount of people that voted for this.
Right.
So people found some compassion for the drug user, which I was so surprised about, because normally this is such a contentious issue.
It normally is, but I believe I was the one that pointed out, Georgia has this law. Do we want to be seen as being less progressive than Georgia?
So,
and when I say Georgia, I'm not talking about the former Soviet Republic. I'm talking about the
state of the United States
that's between Florida, South Carolina, and Alabama.
The governor of Colorado, last hour we touched on a story from Reason.com's Hit and Run blog about how his views on cannabis legalization have changed in the last 4 or 5 years. He used to be all out.
Yeah, he saw the big, huge tax check that came in.
He saw that, and maybe that's what helped him pay attention to some of the other interesting information, like the fact that teenage use is actually down in Colorado, which he admits to in an interview with Chuck Todd on Meet the Press. As Reason points out, Hickenlooper's views on legalization have been evolving since 2014 based on what's actually happened, which suggests that the big problems that Trump perceived might have been exaggerated by the prohibitionists feeding Trump information, or rather misinformation. If legalization were a disaster in Colorado, of course, that would not mean the federal government should try to stop it. We should allow the states to try and fail at different things. According to Hickenlooper, Attorney General Jeff Sessions, prior to his confirmation, told Senator Cory Gardner that marijuana enforcement, quote, wasn't worth rising to the top and becoming a priority, unquote. That assurance is consistent with Sessions' vague comments on the subject during a confirmation hearing last month, but seems to be at odds with White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer's statement last week. You've got an update on that shortly.
Yes.
Daryl, if Sessions does try to shut down state-licensed marijuana businesses in Colorado, it sounds like Hickenlooper is ready for a fight, because, again, that would threaten their revenue stream. He says, which was around $200 million last year, if I'm recalling correctly, the entirety of the Colorado cannabis industry was over $1 billion in revenue, and a good fifth of that went into the tax coffers. If Sessions does try to shut it down, again, Hickenlooper said, quote, our voters passed legalization 55-45. It's in our Constitution. I took a solemn oath to support our Constitution. The states have a sovereignty just like the Indian tribes have a sovereignty, and just like the federal government does. Asked if he questions whether it's clear the federal government could stop you, he said, exactly, I don't think it is. So that's good news, too. And maybe it's that pushback from the state governments, or the potential for pushback, that is making it so Jeff Sessions is saying, yeah, we're not really going to do this. What's the story, Daryl, from D.C.? It came out, what, yesterday?
Came out yesterday, and I'm going to skip down the second paragraph here. It says that Sessions rattled both libertarians and liberals in ordering a review of the hands-off cannabis policy that was implemented under President Barack Obama. But Sessions provided some private assurance to senators before he was confirmed that he would not consider a major shift in enforcement despite his opposition to cannabis. Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky said in an interview, quote, he told me he would have some respect for states' rights on these things, and so I'll be very unhappy if the federal government decides to go into Colorado and Washington and all of these other places, and that's not what my interpretation of my conversation with him was. That was not his intention. Since he was confirmed, he being Sessions, Senator Cory Gardner of Colorado said administration officials have left him with the impression that there's no big policy changes coming.
Hmm.
But a large group of bipartisan senators aren't taking any chances.
Okay.
They sent a letter on Thursday urging Sessions to uphold the Obama-era policy of allowing states to implement their recreational cannabis laws after the Trump administration indicated it would crack down on cannabis.
So,
the effort being led by Senators Elizabeth Warren and Lisa Murkowski.
Has Sessions actually said anything publicly yesterday, or is it all just Rand Paul said he said, he said
that he told me.
Well, time will certainly tell, and you can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Maine's legalization program has one Coast Guard agent
upset. Have you
ever
thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. Dial in. in toll-free. Join us on the radio waves here. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype in and username lrn.fm. Tonight with you, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
We've also got a special offer for Free Talk Live listeners like you. If you've been thinking about starting up your own blog or website, it's not too late to get 50% off the regular prices over at HostGator.com. HostGator is one of the top hosting companies out there, and they make it easy to start up your own website with a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress. They've also got a 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. Add to that a 99.99% uptime rating. You don't have to worry about outages with HostGator. You get the special offer of 50% off. That's 50% off by using code, or not code, but going to this URL. It's HostGator.com/FTL. HostGator.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live.
Now, we were talking about, are there any studies about cannabis use and driving? And you had mentioned a couple, but you didn't know the specifics. I've actually pulled something up from Normal where they reviewed seven separate studies involving 7,934 drivers.
All in one state or across different states? Do we know?
I believe this is across different states and possibly countries.
All right.
And what they found was, quote, crash culpability studies have failed to demonstrate that drivers with cannabinoids in the blood are significantly more likely than drug-free drivers to be culpable in road crashes.
Failed to prove that claim.
Correct. This result is likely because the subjects under the influence of cannabis are more aware of their impairment and compensate for it accordingly, as by slowing down and focusing their attention when they know a response is required. This reaction is just the opposite of those exhibited by drivers under the influence of alcohol, who tend to drive in a more risky manner proportional to their intoxication.
7,000 people studied
7,934 drivers. So nearly 8,000 people.
It's a huge sample size.
Yes. And then scrolling down a little bit, they say there is no evidence that consumption of cannabis alone increases the risk of culpability for traffic crash fatalities or injuries for which hospitalization occurs and may actually reduce those risks.
And certainly no evidence that anything, you know, even if it was a slight increase, that's certainly not enough reason in my book to continue the war on drugs, as the guy who called in last hour was advocating. That, if there's no test for marijuana in inebriation, then we need to keep the war on drugs going. Keep locking up a half a million, or no, what was it, 800,000 Americans every single year.
Right, and as I pointed out, there's no test to determine if you're drowsy.
Right, even though that's incredibly dangerous. You want to talk about, I mean, I remember what it was like. I remember when I was working, like, two jobs and going to school, I would drive to school in the morning and nod off at the wheel. And it was one of the scariest things that had ever happened to me because, you know, it's like one of those things, you can't control it. You can turn up the music, you can do all kinds of things, but it's not going to stop it from happening. The only way you can control that is by getting sleep and not, preferably not while you're behind the wheel.
Correct.
So it's incredibly
dangerous. Now, I will say that 2 5-hour energy drinks and a 20-ounce Mountain Dew will keep
you awake
for about 100 miles.
Okay, that's good to know. Let's go to James, who's on the line, former co-host of Free Talk Live, has moved to Colorado. And so you might have some insights into all this. James, you're on Free Talk Live via Skype. James Cleveland, go ahead.
Yeah, I think the fear of, you know, impaired drivers from cannabis is really overblown. Like, I've been doing Uber and Lyft and food delivery out here, and, you know, I've probably put thousands of miles on my vehicles, all kinds of driving conditions, late night. Really, I haven't seen that much impairment in the driving, and if anything that scares me, it's when people are on their cell phones or texting.
Sure, yeah, that's dangerous. I mean, you take the eyes off the road and look at a text message, and if something happens, you know, you've usually only got a couple seconds to react at most.
Right.
So, super dangerous. So you're spending a lot of time...
Yeah, well, I think it's really overblown.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I haven't really seen what I would consider one impaired driver out here. Like, you know, down in Georgia, it was like a constant thing where you would see people driving drunk, and I haven't really seen that here. So I think it's overblown. And honestly, you know, the food delivery, I show up to people's houses, and a good portion of them I can smell marijuana, and they're doing something responsible. They're ordering in.
That's a good point.
So, yeah.
And also, I remember looking at, there was some sort of story, I don't know how long ago it was, but within the last couple of years, there was a story about how it seems like maybe the marijuana industry is actually eating into the alcohol industry's profits a little bit there.
That's a claim, but yeah. Again, the percent, they were talking about, you know, like 2 or 3% of certain segments of the alcohol industry.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't a lot, but they were possibly nibbling at their toes a bit.
Right, but it could also be a downturn in the economy. There are so many
correlation
factors.
Correlation does not mean causation, that's true.
Right, there are so many factors that could go into why certain beers aren't doing well. The fact that there are so many more microbreweries now than there were 5 years ago.
Sure.
And if you've got better selections of beer, why are you going to go drink that cow urine that they call Miller Lite?
Yeah, and maybe it's also, James, since you're involved in Ubering, maybe it's, you know, also the fact that there are more transportation options available that's keeping more drunks off the road.
And
as
we
well.
Have seen that when you remove those options, like they did in Austin, Texas, the number
DUIs
of DUIs go up.
Again, correlation is not causation, but it's interesting to see that,
well,
isn't it?
When yep. the DUI numbers were going down
yeah.
for the months after Uber first started operation in Austin.
That's right.
And then Uber gets kicked out, and then the numbers shoot back up to
awfully
what they were.
Coincidental. Yeah. So I think it could be a combination of factors.
I'd rather have a stoned passenger than a drunk passenger, I think. So.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
The odds that the stoner is going to puke in the back seat, much lower. Have you had that happen? Have you had that happen yet? Has somebody puked in the back seat?
I've had, like, one close call. Luckily, I had one girl, she almost did it. I have a trash bag in the back, and she's like, is this a puke bag? I'm like, no, do I need to pull over? She's like, maybe. I'm like, okay. But I don't know. I would say, yeah, the stone people are nice. They tip well. They don't cause problems. The drunk people can be rather interesting, but
get a little rowdy.
Yeah.
Angry with each other, that kind of thing. You know, feel free to call us back with more stories from the road. James, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
Yep.
Drive safe out there. In fact, we actually have an Uber-related story coming up here tonight about... It's a term I'd never heard of before, grayballing.
Sounds painful.
Not to be confused with blackballing, but it's similar. We'll get into that coming up here in moments, plus your calls and thoughts. Also, we got to get into first the story out of Portland, Maine area
yes.
about an angry Coast Guard driver, or driver, former Coast Guard agent. He's mad about the marijuana grow operations, and we'll explain why. It's coming up on Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You are invited to join us here. You can bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Coming up, the grayballing system that up until now, or until just recently, was a secret at Uber. I will tell you what that's all about coming up. But we've been discussing cannabis and legalization movements that have gained traction and had success in several states now. The factor
two of our neighbors.
That's correct. Maine and Massachusetts have legalized it as of the last election, and they're going to be rolling out a sort of stage-based legalization program. They'll at some point will allow stores to open up, but right now, if you have marijuana in those two states, it is no longer illegal to have less than a certain amount. Like,
right.
Was it an ounce or something like that? An ounce or
two? It varies between the two states, and it varies wildly.
Yeah. But still, if you have a little bit, you're going to be all right if you get caught by the police down
right
there. And so just kind of talking about the various different aspects of it, are teenagers using it more? Well, the governor of Colorado says teenagers are using it less.
Right.
And there's no real evidence that any more traffic fatalities or traffic accidents are being caused by cannabis. In fact, the evidence suggests that cannabis users are more responsible.
Correct.
As far as if they're going to drive, knowing that they're somewhat impaired and adjusting for that, or just not driving at all because right. they know it's not a good idea, unlike the drunk driver. So you're welcome to comment on any of that, or you can bring up anything that's on your mind, 855-450-FREE. But let's go out to Maine, where there's somebody in the Portland area who's mad. He's mad about those grow operations because medical's been legal for a while now in Maine.
Correct.
And so there already are legal grow operations for medical purposes, and that's right. what this guy's upset
and
about.
And I don't know if he's necessarily in the Portland area, but the story does come from the Portland Press Herald.
Fair enough.
Retired Coast Guard Officer Roger Johnson sometimes notices a harsh buzz when he
Roger
turns on
Johnson.
His amateur radio.
That's a funny name. It's basically two names that are euphemisms put together. Anyway, go ahead.
Roger?
Roger and Johnson, yeah.
I've never heard of Roger as a
You
euphemism.
Never heard of give her a good rogering?
Nope.
Nope, now you have.
I've heard, you know, like Roger when you're on, you know, like a CB. Roger
right,
that.
Right. Roger Wilco.
Roger.
Sure. Roger Johnson.
Yep. Says that he notices a harsh buzz when he turns on his ham radio, and he blames high-powered lighting used to grow cannabis. Amateur radio operators say the legalization of cannabis is creating a chronic nuisance thanks to interference caused by electrical ballasts that regulate indoor lamps that regulate indoor lamps used to grow cannabis. The American Radio Relay League wants the FCC to take a stand against devices that give off much more interference than federal law allows in homes.
Okay.
Ham radio operators generally say they don't have a problem with cannabis, but they worry that amateur growers may not be aware that the cheap ballast can have phony FCC compliant stickers.
Uh-huh. Okay.
The ham radio operators point out that they serve as backup communication during emergencies, but concede that it's unlikely that any lighting devices used for these grow operations would actually be working when the power goes out.
That's a good point.
Johnson, one of the Radio League's 166,000 members, said he worries interference will only become a bigger inconvenience in years to come in Maine, which recently legalized growing up to 6 flowering cannabis plants, 12 immature plants, and an unlimited number of seedlings. When he recently heard suspicious noisy static, Johnson said he drove up and down the side streets with a spectrum analyzer hooked up to his laptop to determine the source, which turned out to be a licensed grower 1 mile away who said he had no idea he was causing a disturbance. He said, quote, "My prediction is that as more and more states legalize cannabis, the number of growers is going to increase exponentially and overwhelm the FCC's ability to regulate it."
Now, I'm not a radio engineer, all right? And if you are, then I would love to have your input on this topic. We don't want to go off into the engineering weeds too far as, you know, exactly
3.1 gigahertz.
Yeah, exactly how radio signals propagate and all that. But I'm a radio geek, so, like, I probably know more about radio than the average person.
Right.
And I don't buy it. I'm not saying it's impossible. You know, maybe it is possible. This dude saying a grow operation a mile away was causing interference on his ham radio at his home?
That is what he is claiming. Yes. And the claim is...
I just don't get that.
That the cheap electrical ballasts
yeah.
have phony FCC compliance stickers on them and wind up putting off such an amount of some kind of signal that it interferes with radio.
RF, radio frequency interference. And it's possible. I believe that could be true, that there are some shoddily made Chinese ballasts. I can believe that.
Now,
but come on! There's not like they're hooked up to an antenna blasting this stuff all over a neighborhood. I could see if you were living next door to the place that
right.
you could have some issues.
Right. There's a brief sentence that I don't see in the article, but it's up under the photo at the top of the article,
mm-hmm.
where it says, grow lamps are distinctive because they power on and off for 12 hours at a time,
yeah.
And cannabis grow lighting can be powerful enough to produce the same amount of radio interference as a 1,000-watt AM radio station, according to Bill Crowley, the main section manager of the Radio Relay League.
All right. I mean, those guys tend to know their stuff, but, you know, a 1,000-watt AM transmitter isn't going to do much if it's not hooked up to an antenna.
Right.
So, I mean, how effective is a array of lights at transmitting? I don't know, man. I can't imagine that this is like, if it is some kind of transmission, I can't imagine it's anything more than an annoyance. Like, oh, I don't like that buzzing underneath that person talking, you know, like some sort of low-level
now,
hum. Or
I do know that if you're, you know, running the microwave oven and you've got an FM radio in the same room, there might be a little bit of interference.
Sure.
But you cooking something on your microwave isn't going to cause the neighbor three houses down to have interference.
Now, look, I mean, we are talking about a grow operation. So this isn't just some guy with a light in his closet growing a few different plants. This presumably is rows and rows of lights. So there's probably dozens of lights in this facility. So I can understand that there would be some sort of noise generated from that. I get that. I'm skeptical of the claim that it's a mile away.
Yeah.
I'm really skeptical of that. And besides, the more important aspect of this is, what's this guy going to do about it? I mean, he can complain.
I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Because the article goes
there.
Okay, good. The American Radio Relay League has filed 4 complaints with the FCC and says they haven't heard back. And they say complaints concerning alleged interference continue to trickle in, particularly in Colorado and California. Cultivation of recreational cannabis is also now legal in Maine, Massachusetts, Oregon, Alaska, Washington, and the District of Criminals.
But it's been legal in a bunch of states, like 20-something states, 25 or something like that, for a while in medical facilities.
Right, but not all of those states allow home grow.
Right, but we're not talking about home grow. We're talking about a licensed growing operation here.
Their concern, though, is that people growing for their personal use at home will cause
ballast. I mean, the only reason, if
I'll scroll back up
read
here, where they say where is this?
The top.
I know that they did mention that, you know, amateur growers, they're concerned that amateur growers are going to wind up interfering.
And besides, what's going to happen anyway?
I don't
buy
it. I'm just telling you what they're saying.
No, I got you. Look, here's the other thing. Is, okay, so you believe that someone in a house is using grow operation equipment. You don't know for sure. You can't get a search warrant based on a hunch, and it's not illegal anyway. It's Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Some of the folks in the ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio, are claiming that grow lights are causing some level of interference, maybe a significant amount of it. It's hard to really say exactly how bad it is. They might be overblowing how bad it is. I'm not sure. I've never really looked into this until just now. I did find the ARRL's website. They've got an article all about grow lights and radio frequency interference. But this has actually hit the mainstream media now, yes, with Portland Herald out in Maine reporting on a story about a ham radio operator in the area who is upset over what he believes, yes, is interference being caused by a grow operation, a commercial grow, marijuana grow operation,
yes,
a mile away from his home. And they do say here, and you've got more to the story, but just a quick, yes, insert, it does say that tests have shown that it could be, let me see if I found it here, up to 1,000 feet or maybe even more than 1,000 feet. Yeah, interference from grow lights has been shown to be problematic at distances of over 1,000 feet. This is well over three times the distance one might expect from a legal Part 15 or 18 device, i.e. one that meets applicable FCC limits. So they are claiming that these, you know, grow lights can throw out a signal.
1,000 feet. This guy's claiming he got interference from something a mile away.
Well, and it does say it's problematic at distances of over 1,000 feet, which doesn't really mean anything.
1 mile is over 1,000
feet.
5,000 miles is also 1,000 feet.
Right. The fact that they use the number 1,000 feet and then say over suggests that it's probably like problematic up to 1,005 feet or something like that. But a mile sounds unbelievable to me, and even if it would be noticeable, it seems like it would be very, very small. But let's continue with the story. If you want to join us, 855-450-FREE.
And again, the ARRL, that's the American Radio Relay League, says that they filed 4 complaints with the FCC, claiming they haven't heard back. Will Wyquist, a spokesman for the FCC, says the agency takes all interference issues seriously and sends out warning letters after receiving complaints about unlawful interference, including from lighting. He declined further comment. One inexpensive ballast, this according to Mike Gruber, the league's resident radio interference expert, says that one inexpensive ballast sold by a big box retailer, they don't say which one, produced 640 times the level of interference of a legal unit. Not really sure what that really, what makes this not a legal unit if he bought it at a big box store.
I think he's saying that
it's got a phony FCC sticker, which is what they alleged earlier. The interference, they say, often sounds like the kind of harsh, grating static generated by a lightning strike, except it doesn't stop. Tom Thompson, an amateur radio operator in Boulder, said he has dealt with independent cannabis growers causing interference half a dozen times. Given the weak federal enforcement and declining FCC manpower,
That's true. They shut down a bunch of FCC offices last year.
He said he has created his own solution, a filtering device that almost eliminates the static by suppressing interference from non-compliant ballasts.
Ta-da!
So they've got a solution.
Yeah.
Why do they need the FCC to get involved?
So, to their credit, the ARRL on their website, ARRL.org, on this story about grow lights, and towards the lower portion of the story, they do recommend contacting the neighbor as the best solution. Just go talk to your neighbor rather than,
you mean be a decent human being.
Calling the government is the wrong way to go about this. They do suggest that it could be dangerous to talk to some neighbors, but you have to use your judgment in any given situation, they say. But ultimately, a conversation with a neighbor could resolve this, especially if you can come to the person and say, hey, look, I've looked at my radio spectrum frequency analyzer here, and it looks like this unwanted signal that's interfering with my operations is coming from your home, and, I don't know what it is, but you may have something in here, because you won't know unless the person's like, come tour my house, here's my grow room.
Right.
If there's something in your home that's causing this interference. Here, I have some solutions. These things, these cheap things you can plug into this device could possibly solve the problem. I already have purchased some of them. Here, could you try this out and put it on to whatever it is that might be making this noise? I don't know. It would be possible to do this, especially if the radio operator is willing to pay for the filters, then you might be willing to, the neighbor might be willing to go ahead and give it a try.
Right. However, Johnson, that's the guy from Maine, former Coast Guard guy, he wants legislators to wind up getting involved and ban ballasts that produce radio frequency noise, extending beyond the use of, or rather beyond the user's property. Out of compliance ballast could be refunded or replaced with a unit that does not produce noise, he suggests. Well, who does he suggest pay for this? He's saying, you've got to get one of these that, has a legit sticker, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. You'll get a refund. Who's going to refund it?
I guess they'd force the retailer to do it.
Or would this be one of these government-funded... Because remember when the whole, you've got to switch to digital television, and we'll give you a free thing. There was some federal subsidy the feds were giving out these coupons.
Yeah, and what if you buy the ballast from overseas? They're not going to be able to force some Chinese manufacturer to give somebody a refund because it doesn't work. And again, this seems like an almost unenforceable idea. oh, there's interference coming from someone's home. Well, we believe there's something in there that's illegal, so does that mean that they're going to have a warrant to search the place? I mean, the cops, unless they do pass some sort of law.
The lighting ballasts currently aren't illegal, so they can't search your house for a lighting ballast. You're allowed in Maine to have, and they said how many plants you're allowed to have, so they can't search your house looking for plants.
The story at the ARRL site does claim that the FCC has rules that prohibit harmful interference to a licensed radio service, such as amateur radio, and that ultimately in that they do have a way to enforce this, that there's... Let's see. Parts 15 and 18 have rules that contain two provisions to address interference. The first is an absolute minimum, maximum emissions limit that will not protect against all interference, but which is intended to minimize the likelihood of interference, and manufacturers must meet those requirements. The second is that equipment must be operated in a way it does not cause harmful interference, and when interference occurs, however, the rules place the burden on to correct the problem on the device operator. In this case, the operator is required to take any steps necessary to stop the interference, including shutting the device off. So, in theory, if somebody complains to the FCC about a house that is emanating too much interference legally, in theory, the FCC can go to them and threaten them with a warning, just like they would threaten a unlicensed radio operator with a notice of apparent liability, and basically say, you either stop doing this or else we're going to issue fines to you.
Right.
And whether they would raid the house based on that or not, I don't know. It would be interesting to see, you know, what has happened here, because we know that with radio interference, specifically of like broadcast radio, where somebody's setting up a pirate radio station, which you can learn about how to do over at broadcast.lrn.fm. That'll give you kind of a step-by-step guide on how to do that and do it to where you won't be causing interference with other people's setups. But we have seen raids happen in those cases where somebody isn't stopping their broadcast and the FCC does have the ability to go in there. I don't know if that has ever happened with someone just has too many grow lights or whatever.
I don't know either. But again,
and is this going to be a priority? Sorry to interrupt. But for the FCC agents who are already pretty busy with complaints from, let's say, pirate radio operators, they now have fewer FCC offices around the country. They shut several of them down last year in a cost-cutting measure, which I fully support, by the way. So they're probably the remaining offices are burdened with accepting whatever complaints would have gone into the ones that were closed. So they're now even more loaded up with work. And are they going to prioritize the complaint of a ham radio licensee who doesn't like the buzz that he hears behind the scenes on his channel, his favorite channel? Or are they going to prioritize the complaint of the licensed radio station who pays thousands of dollars to the FCC every single year for the license to operate their radio station? Which one's going to get the enforcement time from the agents?
Thousands of dollars.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think these ARRL people are, let's just say, transmitting on a dead channel, so to speak, here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You want to comment? You're welcome to join us here and take control of the airwaves. Coming up, the grayballing, the secret of Uber, on the way.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.